Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi. Today we are going to talk about one of the main international events on audio description, ARSA 2023 Advanced Research Seminar on Audio Description, that is taking place in Barcelona. Fred Film Radio is media partner of this event, and to know more about ARSA, about audio description beyond, let's say, its traditional boundaries, let's welcome Mary Campbell from Red Bee Media UK, one of the speakers of the conference. Thank you very much for being here with us.
Ah, thank you, Francesca. It's a delight to talk to you. It's a great conference. It's been an absolutely wonderful conference.
Thank you very much. And Mary, you come from Red Bee Media. Do you want to say something about yourself and to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yes, so I am an audio describer and a trainer, and also I've got a fancy title of excellence lead at Red Bee Media in the UK. We audio describe content for broadcast on TV. We have a wide range of clients from the BBC to Channel 4, well-known names, and we do sport for BT Sport. And yeah, so we cover a broad range of output. And I have been involved heavily in training our English language operations in the States and in Australia, in Sydney. So yes, I've done a lot of audio description. I've done a lot of reviewing. I've been involved in audio description. I've been a describer for 23 years.
Wow. Okay.
I'm old.
Well, you are experienced.
I'm experienced.
Yeah, you are experienced. So, your presentation was incredibly interesting.
Thank you.
Because I think you covered one of the main issues that we find as audio describers when audio describing a film or a given audiovisual text in general, that is the description of physical appearance.
Yeah.
And so what can you tell us about this?
Sum up several pages. My presentation was called The Art of Difficult Describing, and it was looking at how describers, audio describe race, gender, disability and nudity, because these are areas that are very tricky. They are loaded in terms of language. They are contested in terms of what is acceptable. And we are trying, in our company at least, to find an editorial approach that is consistent and gives the describers the skills they need to broach these subjects in good faith, using the correct language that that is available to them, whilst being aware that language changes. Mm-hmm. So it's incredibly interesting, but also, as you will see, you will have heard at the end when questions were asked, I don't have all the answers. I am a describer who, you know, I'm British, I'm white, I'm a woman in a middle age. You know, I describe from that, through that lens in a way, but I have to be aware of my own bias and prejudice and kind of aware of the limitations of an industry that lacks diversity. So we need to do better as an industry to make our, you know, the people who do the job more diverse and more reflective of the world that we live in and the world that we describe, because that's what it is. We're just describing the world that we live in, because we can be describing anything.
Exactly. So it's always difficult to be as objective as possible. I mean,
I do think that we talk a lot about objectivity in AD, and I think it's a bit of a false flag, because I don't think we are objective. I think that what our job is to interpret in a reasonable and proportionate way the content that is in front of us. So we are there to provide access, and sometimes we might take shortcuts to provide that access. So one interesting point in one of the I think it was in the keynote speech, was that in France they don't name characters early on. We used to follow that line, but then we realized, actually, what is the point here? By slavishly following that as a guideline, we actually do a disservice to the audience, because unless there's a mystery around who that character is, if you're doing a drama with lots of people in it, it helps to know their names. And so if we can provide that access in quite a simple way and not editorially shift anything in terms of what the content makers, the program makers, or the filmmakers' intentions are, then we should, because we're here to provide access for the audience to make sure that they understand something that is an imperfect art, for want of a better word.
Exactly. So here I think that the keywords are context, so depending on the context, and the audience, so what the users want.
Yes, so there's a lot of variety in terms of race, gender, disability and nudity, which you'll have seen in my presentation. Race is a very serious kind of, it's a serious topic and we have to be mindful of that. I ended on a sort of lighter note with nudity because that was quite an experimental approach that we took to a programme like Naked Attraction, where rather than just describing literally, objectively what was on screen, we leaned into the style of the programme, which is very explicit and very funny. So we went with that with the AD and had a great deal of success off the back of it.
Yes, and I think that another keyword, if we want to, you know, to find some keywords from this first day of our SAD, is experimenting. So what do you think about this? So the relationship between experimenting and audio describing, let's say.
It's really interesting. I think that we are working out. I mean, for me as a excellence lead, in inverted commas, that's what interests me. How do we push the boundaries of what AD is? I can think of a couple of examples, one older, one more recent, where we've experimented. There's a children's author called Julia Donaldson in the UK, and she writes extremely popular books. I don't know if you know, The Gruffalo. Mm-hmm. It's written in a poetic style in rhyming couplets. And we were audio describing the film of that one Christmas. And as an experiment, I tried to write the AD in rhyming couplets, sort of following the meter. I think it's iambic pentameter, English lit graduate. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. I tried, and I would say I probably got 60 to 70% there. Mm-hmm. But the 30 to 40% where I was trying to manipulate the language too much stopped giving access. It was just there for the sake of it. And so for that reason, we didn't transmit it. But I'm almost in a different world. Maybe if I had longer time to work on it, maybe I could have done something interesting with it. That's a sort of example of an experimentation where it didn't transmit. More recently, for one of our Australian broadcasters, SBS, they've been asking us to do a sort of bespoke AD. So the example that we were given was Blue Velvet, sort of David Lynch's famous auteur cinema. The script was worked and reworked, and we really took a great deal of care in conjunction with the client, who were very involved in the whole process, more so than normal, editorially. We kind of really tried to sculpt the AD to fit the style of the programme. So we weren't objective in that way at all, actually. We were kind of manipulating the audio description to chime with certain motifs or whatever in Lynch's cinematic landscape.
So, yeah, we can say that we should find a balance between audio description as an artwork, mm-hmm, and as a service, let's say.
Yeah, I mean, it depends who your audience is, and I like to think that, you know, it is access for all. I mean, we shouldn't limit. It's an audio track that provides access to visual elements. We're not always in front of screens. Think about how subtitles are used by people who are not deaf or hard of hearing. Audio description has that feel too, that we could be utilising it in different ways, interesting and innovative ways.
Yeah, absolutely. So access in the widest possible sense, let's say.
And it chimes very much with, I think, the focus on sound, you know, the soundscape. I was at Languages and the Media in Berlin in November, and I attended a workshop on enhanced AD, and it was all about the soundscape and surround sound and how that can be manipulated to reflect the visuals in a more interesting and innovative way.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank
you very much. And to all our listeners, don't miss our next interviews on Fredfin Radio. This is Francesca Raffi for Fredfin Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.